Time now for the Five Things Rewind. Drew Doherty, Nick Scherfield, after an overtime thriller at Reliance Stadium. The Texans come into this one, and you think it could have been a trap game. Ultimately, it almost was.
Yeah, that's probably how people are going to spin it. You know, there was a lot of talk because the Jaguars were tied for the worst record in the league heading into this game. Texans tied for the best record in the league. Polar opposite teams heading into this. But, you know, I don't think they took them lightly, and that's why the game played out how it did. You know, the Jaguars played them very tough. It's a divisional opponent. They always seem to play the Texans tough. And the Texans said after the game they knew they'd be in for a battle. They did have some miscues, uncharacteristic on defense in the first half. Missed assignments, missed tackles, busted coverages, and things like that. They contributed to the high-scoring ways that what happened in inept Jaguars offense. But they said leading into the end of the week wasn't going to be a trap game. They didn't even believe in that term. But ended up being a thriller down to the very last minute.
Yeah, you also see a great effort by the Houston Texans run defense. They basically bottle up the Jags for the most part.
Yeah, Maurice Jones-Drew was out for this game, led the league in rushing last year. He's missed quite some time this year for the Jaguars. Texans held the Jaguars under 100 yards rushing. They were very stout down at the goal line. Of course, their passing defense, another story, gave up a lot of yards, a lot of touchdowns today. But they still haven't allowed a rushing touchdown yet this season. That streak now 12 games.
Yeah, you talk about the pass defense. That was one of the three things, one of the five things, actually, that you wanted to check out.
Yeah, the pass rush more so in the front seven because the Jaguars, Blaine Gabbert had been sacked, or the Jaguars as a team have been sacked 25 times heading into this game. Texans had 25 sacks in the season, did not have a sack last week for the first time since week 13 of the 2011 season against Atlanta. They got two sacks today. First one, a huge play by Daniel Manning, forcing a fumble on Blaine Gabbert, knocking Blaine Gabbert out of the game. Ended up maybe not being the best thing in the world for the Texans because Chad Henne came in, had the best game probably of his entire career. But J.J. Watt adding to his NFL-leading total. He now has 11.5 on the season, a big sack in the fourth quarter. Seems like he and the guys in the front seven really elevated their play late in the fourth quarter in overtime.
Yeah, you also wanted to see what the Texans did time of possession-wise in this one.
Yeah, they ended up having the ball for 41-plus minutes. Of course, it wasn't 41 out of 60 because the game went into overtime. The Jaguars had it for 30-plus, but they had dominated time of possession, set a franchise record with 43 minutes, 17 seconds in the first game against Jacksonville this season. Wasn't quite the dominant effort in that regard in this game. A lot more passing. The previous game was a lot of running with Arian Foster and Ben Tate. Ben Tate didn't play. This game was all about Andre Johnson and Matt Schaub from an offensive perspective for the most part. Contributions from a lot of guys. But the running backs, Justin Forsett with a nice game, certainly did their job.
Yeah, and one guy who contributed in a big way was just pulled off the PUP. Darrell Sharpton, inside linebacker, had a nice game.
Yeah, activated from the PUP. He played for the first time all season. First time he played since actually last season against the same team at the same place, the Jaguars at Reliance Stadium. Very emotional return for him. I know he was very excited about it. Had six or seven tackles. One big hit on a tackle for loss. 4 yards loss, I think it was, up the middle where he just came flying through. And big hits all day near the line of scrimmage. So very good game for him. Very encouraging game for him as he gets back in action.
That's the Five Things Rewind by Nick Scherfield.